Transnational repression campaign against Shinyun intensifies with threats of terror. American dance and music ensemble Shinyun Performing Arts has been targeted with at least 10 threats of bombs, mass shootings, kidnappings, and rape. The threats have been sent through email, usually in Chinese, over the past 2 weeks with increasing frequency. Several emails were sent to the company's headquarters. Others were sent to the theaters where Shinyun was performing or scheduled to perform, prompting evacuations and bomb sweeps. No explosives have been found. Shinyun has long been a target of the Chinese Communist Party due to its portrayal of China before communism. The latest threat, on March 27, was sent to the Shinyun headquarters, called Dragon Springs, in upstate New York. In the near future, you should take care of your actresses, who may very possibly disappear one by one and may be naked when found. Forensic conclusion is that they are killed after being raped, it said, in Mandarin, adding, "I'm not kidding." The email was sent from the same address as three previous threats from a day earlier, one to a theater in California, another to a theater in Taiwan, and another to Dragon Springs. One of the emails, riddled with expletives, suggested the threats may be coming from a single source. "Me, your big boss, has made headlines hundreds of times. The FBI isn't worth worrying about at all," it said in Mandarin, arguing that keeping sending will wear the police out sooner or later, and they will just think it's the boy who cried wolf. Then one day we'll really place bomb in the theater. If it kills one of you, there will be one less traitor. In a separate incident in California 2 weeks ago, tires were slashed on two of Shinyun's tour buses in a manner suggesting an intent to cause a serious accident. The Epoch Times previously reported that the FBI is investigating the incidents. The Epoch Times has reached out to the FBI for comment. When asked about the recent string of threats against Shinyun at a press briefing on March 27, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said, "We condemn transnational repression in any form committed by any country." CCP campaign. Shinyun, the world's leading classical Chinese dance company, has reached renown for its portrayal of authentic Chinese culture under the tagline "China before communism." Since its inception, the company has been the target of an interference campaign by the CCP regime. Shinyun shows the world just how profound, inspiring, and magnificent authentic Chinese culture was before the CCP seized power, while also offering a captivating vision for how wonderful China could be once again without the CCP, said Yang Chen, a vice president with Shinyun Performing Arts. "This is the last thing the CCP wants demonstrated so clearly on stages around the world, and so for more than 15 years, they have stopped at nothing to thwart Shinyun." Many Shinyun artists practice Falun Gong, an ancient Chinese spiritual practice that includes slow-moving exercises and tenets of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The CCP has waged a campaign of vilification, arrests, torture, and forced organ harvesting against Falun Gong since 1999, after state-run surveys indicated 70 million to 100 million people had adopted the practice, outpacing CCP membership. Some of Shinyun's dance pieces depict the persecution of Falun Gong. In dozens of instances, CCP officials have pressured theaters or government officials to cancel Shinyun shows. Some Shinyun artists have had their relatives in China harassed by police or imprisoned. Escalation. Shinyun representatives believe the threats are connected to the CCP's campaign against the company. The first of the threats came on March 14, a Chinese-language email to Dragon Springs claiming a remote control bomb had been placed at the facility. Law enforcement was notified, but no explosives were found. The Dragon Springs site includes Shinyun training facilities, an arts college, an arts academy, as well as several Tang Dynasty-style temples. Around the same time, tires on two of Shinyun's tour buses were slashed in Costa Mesa, California, according to pictures of the damage and a police report obtained by the Epoch Times. The cuts were about half an inch to 1 inch deep, not enough for the tire to deflate, but enough for the tire to burst while being driven. After similar incidents in years past, the company keeps its buses under constant security. The two buses, however, needed to be left unattended at a garage to undergo maintenance. The cuts were discovered after the vehicles were picked up. Then, on March 22, a theater in Santa Barbara, California, received a bomb threat just as Shin Yun was setting up at the venue for its shows that weekend. The theater was evacuated and police swept it for explosives with a K-9 team. Nothing was found and the shows went on as scheduled, though with increased security. On March 23, a similar bomb threat was sent to a theater in Vancouver, Canada, where another Shin Yun group was performing that weekend. Police swept the building for explosives but found nothing. On March 26, a slew of threatening emails were sent to Dragon Springs as well as several theaters. One email claimed that multiple C4 plastic bombs had been placed in various locations in the Dragon Springs Temple. Another email threatened a mass shooting. "We will sneak into the Dragon Springs Temple in the Shawangunk Ridge, upstate New York, in the near future, shooting at whomever we see with guns and throwing grenades at crowds," it said. Also that day came the expletive-laden rant where the sender appeared angry that Dragon Springs and Shin Yun reported the threats to the police and the media. "It is me, your daddy, that has sent bomb emails to Shin Yun theaters, so what," it said, boasting of impunity and unspecified connections. "To tell you the truth, me, your daddy, also has connections in the US," it said. That day, the same email address also sent a threat to a theater in Long Beach, California, and a bomb threat to a theater in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, where Shin Yun ensembles are scheduled to perform in the coming days. Still more emails, from different addresses, were sent that day to Dragon Springs, making threats about bombs at the National Taichung Theater in Taiwan where Shin Yun is scheduled to perform. Taoyuan Airport in Taiwan where a Shin Yun group landed on March 24. And the National Palace Museum in Taipei, Taiwan. The next day, Dragon Springs received two more threats, one from the familiar email address, which promised the kidnap, rape, and murder of its female performers. The other claiming that bombs will be detonated at the presidential office building in Taipei, Taiwan, if Shin Yun shows aren't cancelled. "Of course, we take these threats seriously and ensure law enforcement authorities are involved, but I think it's also important to understand what these emails really are, the last-ditch effort of a regime to hide the truth. It is vital that they do not succeed," said Ms. Chen. "Law enforcement is likely to take the threats seriously," said Betsy Brantner-Smith, former police sergeant and spokeswoman for the National Police Association. "I have a lot of faith, especially in state and local law enforcement. And because this has seen some publicity, it's gotten some play on social media. I think law enforcement takes this seriously," she told NTD, a sister media of the Epoch Times. She said the threats appear to hate crimes as they target Shin Yun based on the beliefs of its performers. "This is absolutely religious persecution and it should be considered as a hate crime," Ms. Brantner-Smith said. "We are hopeful that the federal authorities, the Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as the local officials investigating this treat it as such."